And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
And we're back for another episode of the Startup Hustle. This is your host, Matt Watson. Very excited to be joined today by Greg Head, who is head of the Practical Founders. If you don't follow him, he is a fantastic creator on LinkedIn, runs some great peer groups. Him and I were just at SaaS Open last week, and we held a dinner together. And today we wanted to talk about, you know, the value of talking to other entrepreneurs, going to these kind of events, the things you can learn. You know, Greg's groups help a lot with this too, getting entrepreneurs together. So it's a great topic today about, I think, the power of community and the power of talking to other people. Before we get started, I do want to remind everybody that today's episode is brought to you by Fullscale, which is my company. If you need to hire software developers, you can check us out at fullscale.io. Depending on whatever your tech stack is, mobile, front end, back end, all the different things, we can definitely help with you. So Greg, how's it going, man?
It's going well. I'm traveling again, but you and I met for the first time in person. You were on my podcast just over a year ago, and it was fun to meet you in person at SaaS Open in Austin, Texas last week. So
absolutely,
like a few weeks ago already.
It's been a long weekend already. You know, I really enjoy those shows. One of my favorite things to do is actually talk to other entrepreneurs. I really enjoy doing the podcast, talking to guys like you. And to me, it was just energizing and relaxing to, you know, wander around for a couple of days and talk to other entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you and I are the same way. We're old and experienced entrepreneurs, and we like helping the newbies who are getting on the field, and we can talk turkey with the folks who've got successful companies. You and I were going in and out of the keynotes and the sessions to go stand out the hallway and talk to people. So you're always at one end talking to somebody. I was always at the other end talking to somebody. Did you do the one-on-one tables and the brainstorm tables as well? There was appointment-based, connections.
Yeah. So SaaS Open, I guess we should say, is put on by Nathan Lotka and Founder Path, which is a great group. And the event has like four different rooms going on, different stages. One's about sales, one's about product and development, one's about finance, I think. And then there's the main stage about founders, whatever. But then, they had a whole bunch of roundtables and stuff too. So I actually signed up to host three of those roundtables. And had people come to them. And I think for a lot of people, those roundtables are maybe some of the best things because they're real a lot of them are kind of more peer-to-peer things and people that are more in your shoes. Like, it's interesting to talk, you know, and see like, oh, this guy's company is publicly traded and he's helped them increase revenue by $200 million or whatever. But it's like, I'm just trying to hire a good salesperson and get to our first million in revenue. Like, I don't quite relate to this guy's problems.
Yeah, there was a couple of those on stage. We should say that SaaS Open is mostly bootstrap founders. I call them practical founders. They might have some practical funding. It wasn't about big VC funding, like Silicon Valley style funding. So, and there was all types. It's generally early stage. And of course, the ones that Nathan and team get on stage have bigger companies and say, here's how I got there.
Some of them for sure.
Yeah. So, and there's other crazy ones who are getting on the field and doing interesting things that were on stage, the keynote stage. So it was always interesting. And the conference wasn't so big that, you know, somebody pops off the stage and you see them in the hallway, you could spend 10 minutes with them and they're there to connect. So we all love this game and love the people who are doing the really hard things to solve problems in the world with software. You and I both help a lot of founders out there.
Well, you mentioned the roundtables. I think those are great, and they had different flavors of that. But some of the best activity just comes from meeting a random person, waiting in line to get coffee or in the hall or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I ran into you, and you were talking to a gentleman. I don't remember his name, but you know, he was talking about maybe raising venture debt or raising capital. And you know, I'd had some experience with that, so I talked to him about that and tried to give him some advice. And you know, for him, that was probably really, really valuable, right? But those are the random random things at these kinds of events, I think they're super helpful.
Yeah, Jordan is actually a Canadian founder, but he's lived in Europe for 25 years. He lives in Poland these days, and most of his team is Romania. And he came over to Austin so he could, he's in one of my Practical Founders peer groups, and I had other members there too, but he wanted to be around people who he could have these in-depth conversations with. And that says something about, I don't know, is it all founders, most founders, some founders? There's a power that Jordan knows about taking a day to go someplace else to be for 2 days with people who are doing the same journey as you. So you could sit down and have 50 of those kind of conversations. It was really valuable. He really appreciated it. Thank you. And, you know, I connected the dots. You know, he's kind of considering and talking to folks. And then you said, well, I went through both of those. So let's talk. Here's how it worked for me and all of that. So that's really useful in person.
Well, I think these events give us opportunity to work on our business instead of in our business, right? Like we're able to step away for a couple of days. And I learned some things when I was there from a couple of the different presenters, a couple of random people I ran into that I walked away with some really great tidbits that I'm trying to figure out how to use as well.
Yeah. I should say that there wasn't like major new epiphanies about the SaaS industry. Right. The same laws of nature apply. You could do it in a variety of different ways. How's the game being played this year, 2024, different countries, different industries, different stages, all of that. But everybody's doing it in a different way. And forgot where I was going with that, but it was really fun to be around everybody else and trading stories and seeing how everybody else is doing it.
Well, your Practical Founder groups have the same sort of effect, right? You get a lot of entrepreneurs together that are in similar situations, right? Like they're this kind of revenue, this kind of company size, and they all have different problems, but they all have similar problems, or it's just, they all have the same problems, but it's just which quarter do they have them?
Yeah. And there's I would say there's two things. They're all going through that. So some founders, I should say that I've been in the software business for 30 plus years. I've grown two companies to 100 million. I have a podcast, the Practical Founders Podcast. I'm interviewing successful SaaS founders who have built valuable companies without big funding, as you have several times. And I'm talking to founders and experts and all the time, but I have 40 SaaS founders in these peer groups. They're CEO peer groups. We meet once a month. I just finished one up and a half an hour ago, Matt, with founders from all over the country and a few from Europe. I have folks in India and my other groups. We get together. We organize them by stage of company. They're about similar problems going through it. But some of the founders get to see what's going to happen next. Oh, I haven't run across that yet. So they say, one of them said today, I get to know what I don't know.
Yeah.
I get to see it in preview. And then I get to see how other people are dealing with the same problems. I get to see that I'm not crazy. And I get to say things out loud about what's going on in my head, what's going on in my business that I don't get to talk about with anybody else. So that's another version of the I get to hang around with people and I moderate these groups. So it's another way to be around founders and talk through stuff. But they're all practical B2B SaaS founders, so they don't have big funding. We're not talking about fundraising at all. We're talking about all the nitty gritty of growing a business. And some of these founders are growing towards 10 million or over it. Many of them are getting just towards a million in different groups. But they all have a different context. You've seen this. You've talked to hundreds of founders. When you say CAC to LTV or some of the just the normal stuff, the laws of nature, frameworks and principles so that you can't be defied in software businesses, it depends. There's no magic number. It depends on what business are you in, what stage are you in, what's your vision for this. It could be very different than somebody sitting next to you. So context is really important. The lens from which you see all this stuff through is also important. Two people could have a VP of sales problem and deal with it in different ways just because they're thinking about the world differently. And because they're different people, different ages, different industries, all that. It's really fun.
Yeah, I don't remember who the presenter was. I think it was the founder of retention.com. I don't remember his name, but I think his keynote, he talked about being stuck and how we all inevitably get stuck, mm-hmm. and he is stuck even at this time. And mm-hmm. and I think that was one of the things that really stuck with me is we all feel that way. And part of it is we're all focused on like, whatever the big thing is we're trying to obtain, like yeah. we're always focused on the gap, right? Like yeah. what are we trying to yeah, accomplish? The gap. Mm-hmm. And then right. we also know there's the gain. There's a book about this, but we're always focused on the gap and we're always frustrated and feel stuck because of the gap. And it could be like, as you mentioned, it's like, oh, I have a problem with VP of sales. Revenue is plateaued. Churn is high. I can't raise another round of finance, whatever it is. But it feels like we're always stuck in something. And do you feel like that is a lot of the topics of your group? Is everybody trying to talk about yeah. what they're stuck on in the moment?
Yeah. Well, we also, so it's kind of a guided conversation in these CEO groups. It's not just a hangout and do it. It's a paid group. And I structure these so serious, busy people can get together and be productive for a few hours together once a month. So we do try to remind ourselves that we made progress since last month. We get people to say it out loud. I actually got this thing done and I closed this deal and all the, you know, we get to clap a little bit, but generally it's the hard thing. What's the dragon you're trying to slay this month? Trying to do partnerships. Today we talked a lot about the growth issues. We're headed towards Q2. We just put 3 months on the board in the month, and given whatever their expectation is for what they want to accomplish with customers and revenue this year, what is their biggest obstacle? And it isn't just hiring salespeople and getting more leads and all that frontline stuff. It's for the early stage founders, it's getting founder time to work on the big issue or to make the revenue happen, right? So literally delegating to make space to work on partnerships to get the revenue,
yeah.
those kind of things. So those that turned up today. And for the $1 to $10 million scale groups, they've got different issues. Generally, it's less about product these days than in the old days, because you could find developers from full scale and, you know, you could build product if you have enough resource to do that. Product's important, but it's not the dragon that'll kill you most times these days. It's
usually sales and marketing.
Getting the growth game. The growth game is where the puzzle is. And there's product puzzles as well. But so, yes, we do focus on that. And, you know, there were some themes about, you know, in today's group talking about their biggest growth challenge. The dragon they have to slay to get to their goal. And, you know, and everybody has a different goal. Some people have a number on their whiteboard and the spreadsheet, and other people have a vague sense of, I want to get, you know, around this thing and, you know, get this major partnership, but everybody's different.
You know, one of the things looking back from SaaS Open, I don't think it was overly occupied from a subject perspective about AI. You know, looking back, like it wasn't like everybody on stage was like AI, you know, like all the talks mm-hmm. were not about it. Like it was not uh-huh. dominating the entire conversation. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think it was pretty practical topics. Here's how I'm thinking about my business. Here's how we got here. Here's how I'm doing product-led growth these days. You know, those classic old questions, the growth game, the marketing game. Some of the service providers were talking about AI. But I think it was a pretty practical bunch, generally speaking, with the themes that are pretty present. You actually have to be really early and thinking kind of crazy Silicon Valley style. Someday it'll be huge. Thinking about funding to be all over AI is your main topic. And, or, you know, a bigger company that's making investments. Everybody's doing stuff with AI and the sales and marketing side and in their products and so forth. But that was more business as usual, or at least, you know, we'll fit it in, we'll find a problem to solve, and if it doesn't solve it, we'll keep going. It wasn't a big sexy theme that you see. It's, you know, like on media these days.
So on your groups, do you do in-person events at all with any of your groups?
We do one. We're planning the Practical Founders Summit for later this year. And some of the groups we've done, the Mastermind group, get everybody in one place, rent a big house at Park City where I am, and, you know, get everybody together and eat and drink and work on stuff and get to know each other and have some fun. That's really important. In person is just important. I do these meetings on Zoom. I've got people from all over the world and they're busy. They don't have to travel. It's not just one city. And I've done those kind of groups as well. But yeah, there is something different and important about being in a person. The relationship, like, man, I know you a lot better. You know, we hosted a dinner together with 25 founders. We hung out for 2 days. We walked across Austin from 6th Street back, and I learned stuff about you that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
We talked many times. So I think that's important. You know, maybe I'm old school, but I think it's still important.
Well, I think that's the key to these events, and that's why I asked about if your groups are in person, because there is just something different about taking time to go do these in-person events and, you know, or just having friends that you can talk to. Like I had breakfast with one of my best friends today, who's another entrepreneur. And I think the key point, you know, my key point for this entire episode is how important it is to do that. If you don't know people that you can relate to, be it going to SaaS Open or SaaS Stock or I don't know, TechCrunch Disrupt, like what, I don't know, any of these events, go to any of these events and just go talk to other people that are living and breathing in the same problems and situations you are. It's nice to just have a therapist that actually understands what you're doing, right? Like that's half the job of having a friend and somebody you can talk to. Cause otherwise like I can't go talk to my wife about these things or my father or family members or they have no idea. Like they don't know what to CAC to LTV is or like any, you know, anything about SaaS or they're not business people. And so to me, it's just so, so important to have those people in your life though.
Yeah, it is. And it's a struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs, especially for the majority of entrepreneurs who are not playing the big VC funding game. VC funding game, you got to build a network and then you go raise money and then you build a team and you pay a lot of people, lawyers and recruiters. And, you know, you think that they're that in-person friend group therapy circle, but they're not. They're either working for you or you're working for them kind of thing. It's a little different than having the friends and the pals. And we do. So this is the Practical Founder peer groups. I talk to hundreds of founders every year and a bunch of them said, I go to my local ecosystem anywhere in the world. And the ecosystem events are generally brought to you by please raise funding. And so it's about the funding. How much have you raised? And, you know, the pitch events and only we've been part of that. And then they go to the normal CEO groups, with normal businesses, which we can hardly relate to because
non-tech companies.
So they go, and they're like the only person in Kansas City in EO that's part of, you know, it's a software business. There's good principles to learn. There's good therapy with other great founders, but you want to dig deep. It's kind of tricky. So that's why I started the group. And some of the founders travel to some of the events. So I went over to SaaS Stock in Dublin last year and half a dozen founders came over and we spent 2 days together, you know, hanging out and going to, you know, sessions and sitting down and going out at night and everything. So it builds a different kind of relationship for sure.
Well, I definitely think it's super important. And I already bought my ticket for SaaS Open in September in New York. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And I think that conference is a little less of a conference. It's more of a structured, you know, meetings, you know, set of meetings to get together. So it's less about keynote speakers and that. Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed the dinner that we hosted together. We had about 25 or so people, other founders. And I think that was really good as well. And, I really just think community is really, really important, for entrepreneurs and really glad you went. And I don't know if there's much else we can cover about the show, but, you know, really, really glad we got together and recap the show today.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things we could say for people, for founders that are listening and they are not in the big tech center, you know, city, they may be all over the world. At SaaS Open, there was 500, 600 SaaS founders, some with big companies that were up and running, maybe over 20 million, some in the growth game, but most were just starting, getting to a million, getting to 5 million, and learning from everybody who's doing it. And there was other experts there who was speaking and came to the conference. So there was people at 25 people at our dinner that we hosted just to connect founders to each other. 25% of them were not from the United States. Did you meet the guy from Romania? And there was one from Poland.
Yeah.
From all over the place, India. So they come to be part of that, and they value that, and they get the value. So we all listen to podcasts and, watch YouTube and read books and do all that kind of stuff. It's something different when you can sit down with other founders and meet them and make connections and come back with a little perspective on your business.
100%. And I hope I see you at SaaS Open in New York in September. Yeah. And really appreciate you doing this with me today, Greg. And once again, if anybody's listening, you can check out my company at fullscale.io. And Greg, tell us a little more about Practical Founders and how we can learn more about what you do as well.
Well, I'm very active on LinkedIn. So that's where the conversation and the crowd started, talking about the serious stuff that SaaS founders have to deal with that isn't all about the big funding. So Practical Founders are building valuable SaaS companies without big funding. And people can go to practicalfounders.com, and I've got a free ebook on the ways that all the Practical Founders are winning, and they're winning big and bigger overall. More founders are making more money, growing their companies without VC funding, which was the game I played way back when. So the game has changed, and founders like you are on the Practical Founders podcast. So you can follow me on LinkedIn. You go to practicalfounders.com and check out the Practical Founders podcast. And folks can DM me and message me on LinkedIn and ask me questions and connect. And, I posted that I was going to be at SaaS Open, and a few dozen people said, let's meet up there.
Yeah.
So I got to connect all with them. So it's a conversation and, an ecosystem where it isn't some black box of magic tricks that nobody knows about. It's these laws of nature that we're all sharing and using in different ways. And it's a continued game.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me today, Greg. And hope to see you in New York.
Yeah. See you later.
Thank you.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button. Then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.